We're continuing on with our Project Milwaukee series exploring race relations in Milwaukee. This morning, WUWM's Latoya Dennis brought us four inner-city teens of various skin colors. They spoke to her about the importance of race and ethnicity and how it impacts their lives. This afternoon, we'll pick up where we left off this morning. We'll hear from those same teens about segregation in Milwaukee and stereotypes.
There's a lot of research out there that pinpoints Milwaukee as being one of the most segregated cities in the United States. Some people say you can guess which side of town someone lives on simply based on their ethnicity. I wanted to know if that was true, so I asked the teens about their neighborhoods.
Ashley, you said you live on the south side. Who lives in your neighborhood? What groups, what ethnicities?
Mexicans and Puerto Ricans.
Ashley identifies as African American. Her mom is mixed, black and white, while her dad is black.
And are there any other black or African American families?
Yeah, if you turn the corner, there's plenty of black people.
In what corner is that?
I live on Ice at the Beaches, so if you go two blocks down at 16th, then there's plenty of black people, so.
Okay, and Larisha, you said you live on the north side.
Larisha is a senior at Holy Redeemer Catholic Schools in Milwaukee.
All black. I ain't seen not one different race since I moved over there. So I'll be looking for them, but they don't be there. So.
Probably hiding in the houses.
Yeah, probably.
What about you, Melissa?
Caucasians and Serbians.
14-year-old Melissa is biracial, mixed with El Salvadorian and Mexican.
I live on 60th and Morgan. Some Mexicans around, but barely.
Okay. And Eric, what about you?
It's black and white people.
Eric graduated from Bayview High School last year. He lives on Milwaukee's northwest side of town, and he's black.
Where do you live?
On 100 and Hampton.
Based on their answers about neighborhoods, I posed the question of whether Milwaukee is segregated.
What do you mean segregated? Like, all the Hispanics live on the south side.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Most of them do.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like when you hear about Hispanics, you think like, okay, you live on the south side. Black people on the north side. Like you ask most black people, like, where do you live? North side. Hispanic, south side. So it is segregated.
It depends on what parts of Milwaukee you go to. If you go to a Caucasian neighborhood, say you like the only African American family that lives on that block, you know, probably like a week later, two families done moved, or other ones, they don't come outside anymore. They gardens done dried up because they don't want to water it because they afraid, you know, something bad will happen. I mean, I lived in a neighborhood like that, like for real.
From here, the conversation quickly changes to one about stereotypes.
When you stereotype African-Americans, you think loud, ghetto, ignorant, you know, always tearing up something. But that's not necessarily true. If you throw away the stereotypes of different races and all that type of stuff, then you wouldn't have nothing to say about anybody because you would think of yourself equally.
As the conversation continues, even a few of the stereotypes held by those in the room are exposed.
You are who you make yourself to be. So if you just say, oh, I'm black and blah, 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 then, okay, that's who you are. But, you know, it really doesn't matter where you're from.
Now, this is me playing devil's advocate, and this is in no way to target you at all, Melissa.
Okay.
No way. But when you said, oh, I'm black, you did a little Negro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know.
Let's jump her.
Well, I don't know.
Black girls got attitudes.
Yeah,
attitude. And when they got attitudes, they roll their necks, snap fingers, roll eyes.
And just like that, we're back to talking about stereotypes, even though everyone agreed earlier that if we threw them out the window, we would all be much better off, which got me to thinking about racism.
So race doesn't matter to you guys, but you all seem to believe that racism does still exist.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you guys think that'll always hold true?
I think it would never change just because of, you know, how people are brought up. We said earlier, you know, how our grandparents or our parents, you know, probably think differently on racism than we do. Some kids might still be brought up that way. You know, they don't have a choice. They don't know anything else but that.
I think in time it'll die down because if you look back, like we've come so far because before, like, black people couldn't even look a white person in the eyes, you know what I mean? And now we got, like, people, you know what I mean, best friends are white and black and stuff like that. So I don't think it'll ever stop, but I think that it can only get better.